Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real substance instead of hype. Today we're diving deep into Trip.com Group, ticker TCOM, a major player in the global travel space with deep roots in China and growing international reach. Trip.com has been riding the post-pandemic travel recovery, but the latest quarter shows some signs that growth is starting to normalize after the big rebound years. Revenue climbed nicely, yet the forward guidance points to a slower pace ahead, which has investors wondering if the stock's recent pullback is a buying opportunity or a warning sign. At its core, Trip.com operates as a one-stop travel platform, offering accommodation bookings, transportation ticketing, packaged tours, and corporate travel services. The company generates the bulk of its revenue from accommodation reservations and flight tickets, with China still accounting for the majority of business, while international markets, especially in Asia-Pacific, are expanding. Management has been pushing product innovation and global expansion, and the asset-light model continues to deliver strong margins once volumes recover. Looking at the revenue breakdown, accommodation reservation services brought in the largest chunk at roughly 26 billion RMB last year, followed closely by transportation ticketing at 22 billion. Packaged tours and corporate travel added smaller but meaningful contributions, while the rest came from other services. Geographically, China represented about 51 billion RMB of the total top line, with the remaining 10 plus billion coming from international operations. That mix shows both the strength of the domestic moat and the growth potential outside the home market. On the earnings front, the first quarter of 2026 delivered total net revenues of 16.2 billion RMB, up 17% year-over-year, though the company missed Wall Street estimates by a couple of cents per share. EPS came in at 83 cents versus the consensus of 85 cents. Profitability remains solid thanks to the high gross margins in the 80% range, but management flagged margin pressure in the coming quarter as growth decelerates. During the earnings call, leadership highlighted resilient travel demand in both domestic and international segments, with particular strength in APAC bookings. They noted ongoing investments in technology and new products to capture more market share, while acknowledging that the post-recovery normalization means lower growth rates ahead. The team guided for second quarter revenue growth between 3 and 8%, which is a clear step down from recent quarters, and they emphasized cost discipline to protect margins, even as competition intensifies. Overall, the tone was pragmatic rather than overly optimistic about the near-term trajectory. From a balance sheet perspective, Trip.com holds a healthy cash position north of 46 billion RMB and maintains a conservative debt-to-equity ratio around 0.19. Free cash flow has been robust in recent years, supporting share repurchases and giving the company flexibility for acquisitions or further international expansion. Return on equity sits comfortably above 20%, reflecting efficient use of capital in this asset-light business. On valuation, the stock is currently trading around $45. Our model puts fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $120, though remember these are rough estimates that can shift with growth assumptions and multiple changes. At current levels, the shares look meaningfully below what the numbers suggest for a mature compounder with positive free cash flow and a leading position in a large market. Turning to the SWOT view, strengths include scale in the Chinese travel market, diversified revenue streams, and an asset-light model that supports high margins. Weaknesses center on heavy reliance on China and exposure to cyclical travel demand. Opportunities lie in continued international expansion and new product innovation, while threats include regulatory changes in China, rising competition from both global and local players, and potential macro slowdowns that could slow booking volumes. On the performance chart, the stock has pulled back sharply over the past year, down around 32%, with even steeper declines in the 3 and 6 month windows. That said, over a 5 year horizon, it still shows positive returns of about 13%, which tells you the long-term recovery story has worked, but near-term sentiment has turned cautious amid growth normalization. All in all, Trip.com remains a high-quality operator in a massive industry, and the current valuation gap looks attractive if you're comfortable with China exposure and the slower growth phase ahead. As always, do your own homework and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.